So I want to tell you a dream that I had, which is, it's going to be kind of weird. So I have very detailed dreams. I wake up and I remember a lot of them. This one was especially vivid. And I was standing in like a beachside bar, okay, like a Caribbean beachside bar, and with a bunch of people that I recognized, mostly work people. We were just sipping drinks, and then all of a sudden a boat crashes up onto the beach, like up into the bar. It was, you know, exaggerated because it was a dream. So a gigantic boat can just crash into a bar and everyone's okay. But then these guys with shotguns get off and they're like screaming like, I don't know what they were saying. But then everyone dropped to the floor. I have like my hands on my head and I'm just laying face down. And then all of a sudden I look over and I see all these work people that I know on the ground, and all of a sudden I black out. And when I wake up, I am outside. I'm definitely outside my body because I'm seeing my body.
Wake up from the dream.
No, I'm not waking up from the dream. I'm sorry. I wake up from the blackout within the context of the dream.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at my body because it's on the ground, same position, like hands on head, looking down, laying down on the ground. But I have this big, like, blasted hole through me. So I've been shot by one of the people. But I'm definitely alive, and I guess I'm a ghost maybe? But I'm seeing my body and seeing all the work people. Also, they're still alive. And but I also notice
your live body or seeing your dead body.
I'm seeing the dead body as like a ghost spirit thing, but I'm seeing alive people. Everyone else is alive. I'm the only one who appears to have been shot in the back. And then I'm also wearing a collared shirt, so I look down into my pocket and I have this like a pin in it, the kind of pin that would be in like a push pin, pin cushion, and that you might use to put a flower on your shirt, but this is just the pin. And it's just stuck in my pocket. And I have this feeling that, like, if I touch it, I will just disappear forever. And so I need to keep it safe. So I'm kind of clutching around the area of this pin on the breast of my shirt. And then the guys with the guns, they disappear. They are just gone at some point. And I'm walking around this poolside bar or a beachside bar. And all the people from my work get up. They stand up. And I'm looking at them. And they can see me. And even though I'm dead, they can definitely see me. And the pin, I'm continuing to worry about the pin, if it'll fall out or not. And they're asking me what's wrong. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. But I know that I have to protect the pin. And then other people start coming to the bar and they can't see me. So the work people can see me, but other people can't. And I'm just trying to figure out like what I'm supposed to do and make sure that none of these people keep touching me or I'm bumping into them. And, the pin keeps shaking and the pin might fall out. And then I wake up. And that's the end of the dream. I don't know. So point of this is all that imagery, all of that thinking in the context of the dream. I remember it all like after it. I'm just, you know, I wake up in the mornings, I go take a shower. I'm just staying in the shower thinking about this dream. And for me, you know, I remember a lot of my dreams, but I don't dig deep into them. So my real question here is how much that you guys invest in your dreams, how much we perhaps should be investing in them. You know, when I started telling people about this dream, their immediate question was like, what does it mean? What does it mean? And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck it means. Why would it mean anything? But maybe it does, you know, Freud, all this interpretation of dreams stuff. Maybe it does mean something, but I don't really know how much I should consider my dreams, and I don't think I have in the past really, but I often think about this topic if I should be. I don't know if you guys do.
I mean, I don't really remember my dreams very much. I think that if I'm going to remember it, I have to write it down immediately. And
you've never done that though? You've never like kept a dream journal or tried to find connection between these moments that you've had?
I guess I just always consider them random. You know, like occasionally something will, I think I'll get general worry. Like if I'm stressed in life, I'll have stressful dreams. But beyond that very basic connection, it's just kind of like random elements from life kind of thrown in there.
Yeah, but, for me, I don't tend to remember my dreams that often. Like even for me, I think dream journals, like when I first wake up, sometimes I remember something, but usually I don't remember anything at all. But every now and then, maybe once, twice a month or something, I will remember something crazy happening in a dream. And I'm, as I'm lying in bed, and I guess if I'd written it down then, maybe I could have remembered it. But generally speaking, within like an hour or 2 hours of having woken up, I have no recollection of, I could not tell you a story of my dream.
Now, when you wake up in this, you know, occasional moment where you remember your dreams, have you considered before that it could be your brain like working out some sort of problem, that it's coming to a decision the same way we, when we're conscious, think about the problems that we have? I mean, do you feel like there's more of an emphasis, the fact that you can remember it?
So when I do remember dreams, it's usually, we may have talked about something like this before, where it's kind of a semi-waking dream where, like, I slowly gain consciousness through the course of the dream. And at that point, it's generally I'm just enjoying the story of the dream that I'm kind of, that I've, I guess, subconsciously concocted, and then gradually gaining more control over what's happening as I wake up. And so it's more of like a, just a story sort of thing for me than anything more complicated than that.
Right. But don't you think that, I mean, the fact that our dreams often pull from recognizable images or memories, that's what makes me question, like, should I be considering more about the dream? Should I be writing it down? Should I keep a dream journal? Should I be analyzing them? Or am I going down a dark path by doing that? Is it necessary to analyze what my brain is doing when I'm not awake or when I'm less in control of it, it seems like?
Well, I mean, what do you think that that will lead to? Like, do you think that you're the experiences you had in your dream are telling you that like something about yourself, maybe what you care about, or
well,
or
I guess,
is it like a prophecy thing?
Yeah, I guess when I was telling people about this dream, you know, the fact that I was seeing work people, or that I died in the dream, or that I was still alive in some way, or that there was like a pin, like you start, your mind starts wondering. And, you know, someone was like, well, that's an anxiety dream, or you're thinking about work, or like, what does it mean that you're thinking about work in this context? And I'm like, maybe you're right. You know, maybe I'm trying to work something out here. Maybe I should consider this more. Am I second guessing myself? Am I subconsciously commenting on the experiences I'm having in the real world, and my brain is trying to tell me something? It almost feels like a garbled message that my brain is sending me a command to do something. And I don't know if I should take those, if I should try and dig deeper into them, or if that itself is a quest to be overthinking things.
Like, what could that conceivably be? Like, what are potential messages that your subconscious could be sending you with a dream like that?
Well, I mean, does it mean that I'm worrying too much about my job, or that I'm worried about people behind me, you know, other people coming and attacking me, or me losing my footing at a job? Or does it mean that I should be more aware of, yeah, I'm more aware of those people coming after me? Or does it mean that I feel displaced in the work environment? Or does it mean, you know, it just, I don't know if I should take those dreams and apply them to the real world, if I should start looking at the real world and seeing the connections. It's almost not what it means to me when I am, it's almost not like I'm analyzing the dream, but I'm trying to reverse engineer real life into the dream.
So I guess the question is, when you do think about those potential reasons for having had this dream, you know, fear of people behind you, or overwork, or these sorts of things, are they, like, if you think about it, are these things that you have had thoughts about? Are these things that you, that potentially are things that you would be worried about?
Well, I think a lot of the questions we ask ourselves end up in dreams. I mean, I feel like both of you, even though you may not remember your dreams all the time, like the one or two moments, if Rajan, if your dreams feel like entertainment to you, don't you still feel that they're refracting something that you enjoy in the real world, or something that you're, if they're working dramatically for you, then they must have some sort of root in things that you think are compelling or that you're mulling over. So I'm wondering if you have ever encountered And I know you don't remember your dreams exactly, but if you feel like you've woken up with, like, stop telling me about real life. Like, I guess maybe this comes down to anxiety dreams specifically.
I don't think it's more, I wouldn't look at the actual events, because those are not things that I generally remember. But I think feelings are things that I sometimes do remember. Like, how did I feel? Was I happy? Was I excited? Was I, like, and I think those are things that I do perhaps retain more. But I think the one of the main reasons that I do view it as entertainment is that I do kind of, I guess, trivialize the importance of it. I don't think I do read anything into the value of the dream, and I just think of, oh, that was kind of a entertaining way to wake up. I enjoyed that.
But it's interesting that you could separate yourself fully from the experiences of a dream because they are stemming from your brain, that you have created them.
Perhaps I think more of it as pseudo creative enterprise rather than, like, so if I were to kind of create a story, because I mean, they generally are narratives. Dreams generally, the narrative order flow may not end up making a whole lot of sense. I mean, dreams tend to, when you try to explain them to somebody, like, that's absurd, that doesn't make sense. I mean, whatever, things don't need to make sense, but they do tend to follow some sort of narrative structure, and they are kind of creating a story. At least in my experience with dreams that I've remembered, they tend to be stories. And you just narrated a nice little story to us there also. And so I guess I kind of view it more like, if I had come up with this story when I was awake, I don't think I view it really any differently.
They're temporary art for you. You don't feel like you need to keep them intact, though, after you're done with them.
They're temporary art. It's like if I were to sit down at the piano and just kind of, like, bang out some notes and play something, that kind of sounds nice, but I could never do it again because I have no idea what I just did.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sort of thing.
Ryan, I know that you don't remember your dreams, but do they impact you?
Like, I mean, I agree that they're markers that, like, that you had described. I think they can indicate what your subconscious is telling you, or not necessarily what it's telling you, but they're manifestations about general worries or concerns that you have.
But would you ever keep a dream journal? Would you ever, like, wake up immediately and try and write down what you've experienced? Or is your separation from dreams so severe that you wouldn't even be able to do that?
I just don't really care what my subconscious is telling me.
Yeah, there might be
but
some
it's
of that
screaming.
For me as well.
It's screaming, Ryan. It wants to be part of you.
I'm just like, okay.
But I guess that's an interesting perspective, then, because that's what maybe I think I should be going after. I think I should maybe have that mentality that stop waking up and considering your dreams at all. Because for me, sometimes I'm like, oh, could I wake up with a dream that'd be a great inspiration for something, a creative endeavor? But perhaps a complete separation from dream and awake state is necessary. It seems to make you enjoy your life. I mean, so I often wake up being, like, haunted by a dream. Like, I can't sleep because I'm thinking that something that I'm dreaming about is real and, like, it'll just negatively impact me. But by having complete separation, maybe you never experience that.
I do think that dreams can impact – obviously, they can impact you positively or negatively when you wake up and have impact on you in that way. Because it sometimes – it can lead you to think about things that you weren't thinking about. And I think – that's kind of where I would leave it, rather than...
That means Ryan's missing out.
Rather than, what does this mean? It's, I wake up and I... You wake up, you remember a dream. You are thinking about that dream, and you're thinking about the actual things that happen in that dream. And sometimes that does lead you to think about things that you wouldn't have thought about. Not because you're trying to overanalyze things, just because you're thinking about it.
But then... So that makes it seem like, okay, yes, be slightly aware of your dreams, as Ryan put it, a marker, perhaps. But then, Ryan, don't you worry that you're missing something by cutting yourself off completely?
I guess I just don't really know what I'd be missing. I mean, maybe it's a greater level of self-awareness. Like maybe my subconscious is worried about things that my conscious mind is not.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly the thing. It's like I can't even reach this plane of thinking when I'm awake. So should I be considering the next level more?
I mean, I guess maybe if you're worried that the subconscious is going to kind of come back and impact your conscious mind later.
I'm not worried about it impacting it later. I'm worried about, like, am I only able to think in a certain way when I'm dreaming? But you seem confident that that is not part of a solid existence in the awake state, in the real world.
Yeah, I guess I'm too focused on the real world problems to worry about my dream problems.
Perhaps that's why you don't like fantasy all that much.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's linked.
You need to dream, brother. You need to dream.
Maybe I should become more willing to focus on my subconscious.
I want you to keep a month's worth of dream journal entries and see where it gets you.
I'll read them on a future podcast.
Yes, please.
That would be very entertaining.
Dream number one. I'm in a dark room, thinking about nothing, waiting to wake up again and be in the real world. So now I'm going to go back to sleep and have serious anxiety dreams.
That sounds like fun.